Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Sanhedrin Tzadi Hei, Sanhedrin 95A, pagination is 189. We're starting towards the top of the page, about 8 lines down. At the end of a line, Mai od hayom benov la'amod. What does the pasuk mean in Yeshaya, the end of Perek Yud, which is the Haftorah for Achron Shel Pesach, when it says there's a specific day where somebody is standing by Nov, which is a city near Yerushalayim, which at one point was the place of the Mishkan. We'll get to that story in a moment. And this person who's there by Nov, or perhaps stopped by Nov, you know, Feif Yado Harbas Tzion, he waves his hand with contempt at the place of the Beis HaMikdash, give us Yerushalayim, the mountain, the hill of Yerushalayim. Who is it? What is happening that he's by Nov overlooking Yerushalayim and he's waving his hand with contempt at Yerushalayim? Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Oso Hayom Nishtayer Me'avona Shel Nov. That day, and we'll find out this is Sancheiriv in the time of Chizkiah, the sin that occurred by Nov was remaining, was activated, it was being revisited on that particular day. Amri Le Kalidoi, the astrologers, told Sancheiriv, the enemy king, if you come at this time, if you go at this time, Yachlasla, you'll be able to accomplish what you're looking for. You'll be able to overcome Yerushalayim. V'ilo lo yachalta lo. And if you don't go now, you will not be able to overcome Yerushalayim. And so, urcha deboi liskuye ba'asara yamim, a path, travel that would normally take 10 days, Saga b'chadjoma, he did in one day because he was rushing, because the astrologers told him, this is the day of opportunity to destroy, to capture Yerushalayim. Now, this is all because, as we started off this phrase, because of Avona Shalov, the sin of Nov. You may recall, in the time of David and Shaul, there was a city, Nov, which is where the Mishkan was, which was a city known as City of Kohanim, and they maintained the Mishkan and its service. This is times prior to the Beis HaMikdash. And David, when he was fleeing Shaul, because Shaul thought that David was rebelling against him, David went to Achimelech, to this place of Nov, to the Kohanim, and he asked for assistance without revealing to them that he was fleeing from his father-in-law, Shaul. Shaul showed up afterwards and heard that they had given assistance to David. They gave him a weapon, they gave him food, and he was convinced by Doeg that the city was rebelling against him. And as it's described, there was a degree of paranoia that had been setting in Shaul. He didn't know who he could trust. And he indeed authorized the killing of the city of Nov because he considered them rebelling against the crown. That rash decision was considered a very, very serious violation of morality, and as much as he was convinced that they deserve the death penalty because they're rebelling against him, but what conjured up that perception and the resulting ruling to kill an entire city with no checks and balances, with no pause, with no consultation with the Sanhedrin. Doeg was a person of influence, and he convinced Shaul, and Shaul did it. this sin was hanging over the Jewish people in a number of different ways. We'll see later on the daf, although not in our session, but the daf continues with how it affected David, because of him, Nov was killed, even though it wasn't his fault, really, but because of him, so to speak. There's also a retribution that we find in the Navi, in the book of Shmuel, that David is instructed, indeed, that descendants of Shaul have to be killed as a retribution. This was a serious problem that hung over the Jewish people. And our Gemara is telling us that that sin was being revisited on this particular day, and the astrologers knew that. And they told Sancheirev, if you could get to attack Yerushalayim today, you'll win. Tomorrow, you won't. So Sancheirev rushed to get there. And Kimatul Yerushalayim, when he got there, so he was watching Yerushalayim, he was examining it, and Kichaze Izuter Be'enei, when he gazed at it, he looked at it, it seemed very small in his eyes. His perception of it was that this is no big deal. Omar, he said, Halo Dohi Karta di Yerushalayim, Da Allah Argishis Kol Mashrisi, this is the city of Yerushalayim, that I made such a big deal to activate the troops. Allah is Zeira, it's small. V'chol shom mikol karchi amamaya dechavishis, it's smaller than all the cities that I've already captured, biskof yodi, with the strength of my hands. Allah v'kom omenid bereshei, he got himself up, and he nodded in the direction of Yerushalayim, and he waved his hand. He's going to be able to conquer this place, no problems. Amri, they told him, Nishti beyodo ha'idna, let's go attack it now, on the same day. Omar lohu, and he said, against the advice of the astrologers, Tamhitu, I'm wondering about you, you're so tired. You traveled so quickly, a 10 days journey in one day. Lamachar Aisili Kolchad Vachad Minaichu Golmu Harag Minei. Tomorrow you're going to be bringing me samples from the walls of Yerushalayim, not to worry. Miyad, but what happened was, Fayihi Balailu Ahu, it was on that night. Vayetzi Malach Hashem, and an angel of Hashem went, Vayach b'machane Asher mea ushimonim, v'chamisha elef, 185,000 troops were killed. Vayashkimu v'aboker, he woke up in the morning, v'yekulam b'gor amazim, and his troops are all dead. Amar Rav Papa, this is what Rav Papa explained, Hainu da amri inchi, this is the expression, bos dina. If the judgment goes overnight, batal dina, it's over, it's done. There's a timely moment to do it, and if you miss it, you missed. This concept is true both in the positive and in the negative. In the positive, there's such a thing as atzilus, to be lazy from doing an avera. Sancheirev, his good fortune, is he didn't destroy Yerushalayim, otherwise he'd have that on his shoulders. Because he was lazy, he missed his opportunity. Orchas Tzadikim mentioned such a concept, that if a person can just be lazy about certain desire, an aveira, he can push it off, so it could very well be that it'll pass. And that's atzilus on aveiros, the reverse. Things that you do want to accomplish, mitzvahs, so the Mesilas Yesharim points out, you have to do it bizrizus, you have to do it right away. He cites the example in the beginning of the book of Malachim, that when they decided to crown Shlomo, So they say, Amen, let's do it. We need to do it now. And the expression is, Harbe kategori mikan va'ad Gihon. There are many problems that could happen between here and the river where you're going to crown him. And we're wishing you well. We're wishing you success. You have to move quickly. You have to accomplish it while the iron is hot. You got to do what has to be done. Another expression, don't put off for tomorrow what you could do today. One other thought, if I can add, the city of Nov was a city of Kohanim. They certainly didn't want that Yerushalayim should be destroyed as a punishment for destroying them. I mean, whatever retribution is going to occur, but destroying the Mishkan's continuation of concept, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, they're not going to want the Beis HaMikdash destroyed because they were destroyed. But once a kitrug, once there's unfinished business unleashed in the world, it has to be addressed. It's going to have ramifications. We saw this just a little bit ago by the story of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they passed the supreme test of refusing to bow to Nebuchadnezzar's icon. But as a result, there was a kitrug on the Jewish people. Now, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah didn't mean to do a kitrug on the Jewish people. And according to one approach, they ended up dying baroque, as the Marsha explained. They ended up dying so that it shouldn't reflect badly on the Jewish people. They didn't want to reflect badly. And they didn't want to die. No one meant any harm, perhaps. But there's a kitrug. There's unfinished business. There's an energy that was released. And it's here. And you have to deal with it. And that's the story of Nov in terms of its effects on Sancheirev. He would have had an opportunity had he done it on that day, but he delayed, and as a result, he lost that opportunity. And of course, on a positive note, the city under the rulership of Chizkiah during his time was saved. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.